Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival, from the Giornata degli Autori specifically. I'm here with Nadav Lapid, the director and the president of the jury. Good morning.
Good morning. How are
you? You just finished your job, yeah. More or less. We are not talking about that because it's too early. But I want to ask you, first of all, how was the experience of being again a juror in a festival? And especially in the Giornata degli Autori, which is a kind of specific section and selection.
Yes, I think for me everything was unique. I mean, I've been jury member in many film festivals and big ones in Cannes, Locarno, but I think that everything was singular because, first of all, the Biennale in this period is, I think it's a kind of monumental thing. You know, between sometimes it looked melancholic, sometimes it looked joyful, sometimes it was a party, and sometimes it was also almost a burial. But it was always a monument of cinema and a memorable thing. Sometimes I can hardly talk with one person, so to talk with 27 looked to me like when I heard it, I must say that when I heard it in the beginning, I was sure that it's a kind of joke. It's a kind of joke about social distance, and they tell me how much, you know, like how much the jury members there are. 27. Yeah, funny, okay. Funny, but now tell me the truth. But then I heard that it's really 27. I didn't know. I mean, I couldn't predict how it will happen. And at the end, I think that also thanks to the mediator, to Carl, there were profound and deep debates and discussions, in a way very often deepened in what I experienced with other film festivals with professional jury. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason is also because when you're a professional jury, you think automatically about the awards. Like, you start all the time to analyze, like you said, okay, let's see. We saw seven films, five, so we have two. And you think about the awards. And here, suddenly, you question yourself, because of these young people, from the beginning on the most fundamental thing. What is cinema? What is the role of cinema? Mm-hmm. Can one film can be really, really judged in comparison to another? What does it mean to judge? What is a film festival? What is a competition? Mm-hmm. And so it was partially philosophical.
Mm-hmm. And did you get some new feedback from them that you have not thought about before about these issues that you just say?
Yes, I mean, then again, I think there's something fresh sometimes about them. Sometimes I felt that I'm that they are much, much older than me. Sometimes mm-hmm. I felt like the baby. But sometimes they can be punk and they can be super responsible, which is good. But I guess that it's also the geographical diversity. Maybe it's the fact that they are not yet, again, that they are not yet professionals. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's their enthusiasm to express their opinion. So it was sometimes fascinating, sometimes frustrating, but always singular.
When you are, I mean, you just said that you are kind of a veteran of in the juries because it's not the first time. And as a director, how easy or how complicated it is to judge or to evaluate, more than judge,
yes,
jobs of colleagues from the other side? Because, I mean, you won in Berlin with Synonym, so you were awarded. And now you're, in this case, you are on the other side to award somebody. So which is the difficulties, if there are any?
Yeah, first of all, you know, I guess that the only way to do this job is to be a little bit playful. Mm-hmm. Because, it's always clear to me, but when I'm on jury duty, I even feel it more that, you know, you would have put someone else in my place. Very good filmmaker, very intelligent one, he will reach completely different conclusions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, at the end, you know, me and you, we are so subjective creatures, like everyone. So, I mean, it's a chance that we agreed that the color of the wall there is blue. And maybe you disagree.
Yeah, but because maybe another light blue and not dark blue.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you must be playful. I think that you should feel that you talk about something that goes beyond a simple competition. Mm-hmm. Because if, you know, the only thing that we are talking about is kind of, you know, arbitrary group of movies, okay, they were selected, but all of them shot in the same year, and then you start to give, like, stars, you know, this one, it's too little. I think, in a way, you should believe that your choice is a statement about things that are bigger than, even bigger than Venice Days.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Listen, I want to ask you this: how much your personal, not only your, but your personal taste is influential on this decision, or are you trying to be the most objective possible? Because this is, you know, this is the same. When the festival programmers choose movies, they have to choose it from their own taste, but not only, because, you know, the offer should be wider, the widest possible. So
I'll answer extremely honestly. First of all, I have too much desire, and cinema for me is a too important issue in order to stay objective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay.
You know, you're objective when you talk about the weather, but mm-hmm. but it's really in my heart, and, mm-hmm. and I can say objective for 20 seconds, but to feign the objectivity. Afterwards, how would I say it nicely? Let's say that, for instance, in this case, the award is a mixture of my subjectivity and their subjectivity. Even when you are extremely subjective, sometimes you stay with your own subjectivity.
And the was it a long discussion, or was it like an easy task? Easy aim to reach the final decision, or was it very, very fought on?
I mean, it was an extremely long discussion. Mm-hmm. It was an extremely long discussion, and I don't know if the aim was reached. But but I feel like I'm talking here, and I'm extremely happy with the decision. I think it's a wonderful movie. That of course I wouldn't say its name, but I think it's a wonderful movie. I'm extremely happy with this decision. Afterwards, my subjectivity could have given awards also to other movies.
Mm, okay. One last question for you, not as a jury member, but as what comes next for you, professional-wise?
From here, I'm taking a flight in 2 days to Paris to make the last step of post-production for my new movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new movie. It's strange because I have a new movie that was you know, these urgent movies, everything is happening super fast because it must happen. So it was ready also already for Cannes. And then there was no Cannes. So now, you know, like you run like a madman and you make like 25 meters, and then at the five last meters they tell you, okay, take your time, you have one year to pass this, to cross these 5 meters. so now slowly, too slowly, I'm ending my post-production, and it's going to be a new movie. Let's see.
We are eager to watch it, so we wait for you in another festival to watch your new movie. And thanks a lot for being with us and for having been like the president of the jury of the Giornata degli Autori.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot to Nadav Lapid. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.